Pound the Stone, 7 Lessons to Develop Grit on the Path to Mastery. Narrated by Joshua Medcalf. Copyright 2017 by Train to Be Clutch. I'm so excited for you to read this story, and I hope that it encourages and inspires you on this journey we call life. Before you start, though, while this book is a standalone fable from a story perspective, the principles and wisdom build upon what I shared in Chop Wood, Carry Water. This book is very much the 201 version. Many of those foundational principles and the wisdom from Chop Wood are not in here, so we highly suggest you read Chop Wood, Carry Water before starting this book, especially if you are using it with your team. While this story is a fable, most of the stories within are based on true stories from my life and the lives of my friends, clients, and acquaintances. We are so grateful to be a part of your journey. Love, Joshua Michael Medcalf. Make sure you go to poundthestone.com to download the free Pound the Stone motivational mixtape, as well as other gear that is available for purchase. We have also created a Pound the Stone training manual that is a great tool for group discussions and personal introspection. It is available on Amazon. As you read, after you finish, please share your favorite chapters, quotes, and excerpts on social media and tag me. On Twitter, it's at Joshua Medcalf. On Instagram, it's at Real Joshua Medcalf. Chapter 1. Enough is enough. You're done. The words drove through Jason's chest like an ice pick, and he felt the familiar rush of angry blood. Wham! Without thinking, he slammed his hand onto the desk in front of him. That's not fair! State finals are in 2 days, he yelled. Across from him, Coach Michael's tired face didn't waver. This was the face of a man who'd had enough. Doesn't matter. I can't have you on this team anymore, Jason. You punched an opposing player in the face. You almost lost us the game. You saw it. He was coming at me with cheap shots all game long. Trey always does that. He had it coming. I don't want any excuses, Jason. I just want your gear turned in by 8 a.m. tomorrow. Jason reeled, desperate. He knew he pushed the boundaries a lot, but he never thought it would go this far. His fists balled into rage, clinching and unclinching. So this is how it goes, huh? He glared at his coach. After all your talk about team is family, I should have known you would quit on me, just like everyone else. Michael snapped back at him angrily. Jason, it's only your freshman year, and you've already failed a drug test, been suspended twice, and accused of cheating on tests several times. I've done my best to make this work for both of us, but I'm not a magician. There are some mistakes I can't cover you on. Enough is enough. You are off this basketball team, son. Jason blinked, stunned. Those were words he'd never expected to hear. From the time he could walk, basketball was life. With a father in and out of prison, and with a single mother who worked two jobs, the game had become his anchor. He was good at it, too. It felt as natural as breathing. To Jason, a life without basketball was a life without breathing. Emotion choked him, but he shoved it down. If there was one thing he'd learned growing up on the streets, it was that men don't cry. They fight. He knew he had one last shot at changing Michael's mind, so he had to appeal to what he cared about more than anything else, winning. Coach, I scored 28 points in the semis. You know you can't win state without me. Coach's eyes flashed. Winning really may have been the thing he cared about most, and Jason was easily one of his best players. He had the kind of raw, natural talent that could shift a game on a dime, and it had led them to several clutch wins already that season. But after a second, that hungry look in Michael's eyes faded. It was replaced with resolution instead. You know what? You're probably right. You have incredible natural talent, Jason, but you're too big of a liability. I've made some poor choices to indulge your complete lack of character in the past, but those stop now. I don't even want you sitting on the bench at state. Besides, the state board would most likely suspend you for 3 games anyway, so this is on you, not me. Your choice has created your challenge. You've lost the privilege to be a part of this team. Jason blinked, and a roar like a stereo blast turned up in his ears. His jaw clenched tight, his chest heaved as he stood up,